abounding in his love. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Abounding in his love. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Parenting in Islam. Our topic for today is Islamic names. We will learn about the etiquettes of keeping names of children, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, it is important for us to make as many good intentions as possible before doing any good deed. Firstly, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intentions. Now, you can make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever you learn in this episode, you will remember it, act upon it, and even share it with your family and friends. You will listen to this episode till the very end, and you will also make notes if possible, and also make the intention that whenever you hear Sallu ala al-Habib, or you hear the Prophet's name, you will recite durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we heard before, our topic for today is Islamic names. In this episode, first we'll try to learn about the etiquettes and some sunnahs of keeping names. In this regard, we'll also hear some beloved sayings of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, name the child after good people. In another blessed hadith, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, on judgment day, you will be called by your names and your forefathers' names. Therefore, keep good names. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, a child should be given a good name. He says that in this Indian subcontinent, many people have such names that have no meaning or they have bad meanings. Therefore, refrain from such names. It is better to name a child after the blessed prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam, blessed companions, tabi'een, and pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala. It is hoped that the child will receive blessings from them. Now, whether the child is born alive or stillborn, his body is formed completely or not, he should be named. He will be raised on the Day of Judgment. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, naming the child Muhammad has its special blessings. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the one who has been blessed with the birth of a son and he names him Muhammad due to my love and for gaining the blessings of my name, both he and his son will go to paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal, subhanallah. In another blessed hadith, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, on judgment day, two people will be made to stand before Allah Almighty. It will be ordered, take them to paradise. They will humbly say, O Allah Almighty, for which deed are we being sent to paradise? We did not perform any deed that may lead us to paradise. Allah Almighty will say, go to paradise. I have taken an oath that the person whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad will not go to hell. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In a hadith of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he stated that, what loss will anyone from you incur if he has one Muhammad or two or three in his home? The summary of what the reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, wrote after narrating this blessed hadith is as follows. Therefore, I named all my sons and nephews Muhammad on the occasion of their aqiqah. Then to preserve the reverence of the blessed name and for the identification of the children, I gave them first names. Bihamdillahi ta'ala, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan says that five Muhammads are still alive, whereas more than five have passed away. The proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his father and his grandfather all shared the same name, that is Muhammad. Hence, Muhammad bin Muhammad بن محمد سبحان الله عز وجل صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been narrated that if some people gathered for consultation on some issue, including a person named Muhammad, but the people do not request any advice from him, they will not succeed in achieving their aim. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A Tabi'i saint, Imam Atta, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, the one who seeks a male child from his wife should keep his hand on the stomach of his pregnant wife and say, if it is a boy, I have named him Muhammad. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, a male child will be born. Nowadays, ma'azallah, the misfortune of distorting names is common, and the distortion of the name Muhammad is very painful. So, name every child Muhammad or Ahmad, but for the purpose of calling them, give them first names after the pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. The pronunciation of the names should be easy. Dear viewers of Madani channel, do not name your child Jibra'il or Mika'il, etc. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, do not name the child after angels. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been narrated in Sahih Bukhari from Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, my grandfather went to the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, what is your name? My grandfather replied, Huzn. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you are Sahal. That is, name yourself Sahal because it means soft and Huzn means harsh. My grandfather said, I will not change the name which my father has given. Sayyid bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, as a result, we still have harshness in us. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, from this we learn that the effect of the name can impact the future generations as well. Dear viewers of Madani channel, moving towards our topic, that is Islamic names. We should give our child an Islamic name, as there are many rights of children upon the parents, for example, teaching etiquettes, performing aqiqah, etc. Giving good names to children is also one of their responsibilities. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, it is the right of a child upon his father to give him a good name. Basically, the responsibility of giving name to a child lies on the father of the child. Sometimes this responsibility is transferred to any close relative, that is grandmother, paternal aunt, paternal uncle, etc., who usually do not have the Islamic knowledge, and they give such names to children which have no meanings, or the meanings do not sound good. So consult the learned people before giving names to your children. Respected parents, perform your responsibility well by giving good names to your children. Which kinds of names are good and which are not good? In this regard, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, a good name is that which is not meaningless. The names should not have the meaning of pride and arrogance. For example, Badshah, that is king, or Shahanshah, that is emperor, etc. And nor should the names have bad meanings, that is Aasi, for example, which means sinful. It is better that names should be given after the blessed prophets, alayhimus salatu was salam, blessed companions, Ahle Bayt-e Athar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, such as Ibrahim, Ismail, Usman, Ali, Hussein, Hassan, etc. Similarly, female names should be given after the following personalities, that is Aasiya, Fatima, Aisha, etc. One who gives the name Muhammad to his son will be forgiven, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, and he will see the blessings of this in the world as well, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, remember, according to the Islamic teachings, it is forbidden to give such names to children which contain the meaning of pride. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the judgment day, the person with the worst name in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who will be named the King of Kings. That is Malakul Amlaq. Allah Azza wa Jal alone is the King. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also stated, on the day of judgment, you will be called by your names and the names of your fathers. So give yourselves good names. Those who name their children after any movie actor or non-Muslim, ma'azallah, should learn a lesson from this blessed hadith. What will be more humiliating than this for the children of Muslims, that they will be called out by the names of non-Muslims on the judgment day? May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to give good names to our children according to the Islamic teachings. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in this episode, we covered the different etiquettes and the sunnahs of keeping names. And then we also heard some beautiful Madani pearls about how we should name our children and also how we should fulfill this basic right that parents have upon their children. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to fulfill all our responsibilities. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.